Welcome to Hope Is Here. I want to ask you today, how's your garden? How's your garden? I ask that question because I'm talking to you today about John chapter 15, verses 1 through 15. And Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain on the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So we get into the fall time, and we look at gardens. A lot of people I know love to grow gardens, and I was reading an article recently. I do not have the green thumb. I want to confess that up front. But as I read this passage, and it talked about Jesus said his Father is the gardener, I just Googled, how do you keep a garden healthy? And I've Googled that, and I found an article, 10 ways to keep your garden healthy. Number one was examine plants carefully before you buy them. Number two was use fully composted yard waste. The third was keep an eye on your bugs. Talked about how insect damage to plants is much more than cosmetic. Viruses and bacteria can often enter a plant through some of opening, and bug damage provides that. And it's talked about how insects actually act as a transport for viruses, spreading them from one plant to the next. And the fourth thing that it suggested on this list of 10 ways to keep your garden healthy is to clean up in the fall. It says it's always best to clean out the garden in the fall, even if you live in a moderate climate. This is not only an effective deterrent to disease, but also a good way to control diseases already in your garden. So as we now have entered October, I don't consider fall official till we get to October. I know the actual date's in late September, but I don't consider it actually fall until the month of October hits on the calendar. And with some of the hot weather we've had here in early October in the 90-degree range, it's hard to even think about it being fall. But it just made me think, as Jesus talked in this passage in John chapter 15, about I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. How is your garden? And the garden I'm talking about is your heart and your mind, not a physical garden outside that you might have in your backyard or on a farm, but the garden of your heart and your mind. How's your heart and how's your mind? And I want to share with you over today's program and tomorrow. These are only 14 minutes long. And if you tuned in late, I want to remind you, you can always go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. I also want to encourage you to follow us or like us, I guess, on Facebook and Twitter. You can go to Facebook, simply Hope Is Here. You can go to Twitter at Hope Is Here L-E-X. Hope Is Here L-E-X. And if you would follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Also, subscribe to us on Podbean and iTunes. And if you've been listening quite a while, like I know many people email me and put comments on Facebook, you do, put a review on there and tell how much you like it, because it'll help people find our program easier on the Podbean and iTunes app. And if you'd like to get our weekly email where we send out topics and information about Hope Is Here every Saturday morning, we just send out one email a week that's always sent. Go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and you can subscribe to our newsletter. Also, we would appreciate any donations that you would be willing to make to be a financial blessing, be a financial partner with this ministry. You can do that online at hopeishere.today. It's a secure online donation that you can do it there online, or also our mailing address is there, and simply make your check out to Hope Is Here Ministries. And the mailing address is on our website, and all donations, whether online or by a check, are tax deductible. Well, I want to talk to you about ways that we can clean out our garden. And as I said, I'm talking about our hearts and our minds in this situation. And since we are in the fall now, and I want to share six things that I really spoke to me in this passage in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 15. And I'll share at least two, maybe get to three of them today. But the first one is you have to realize that you are already clean. You need to realize that you are already clean. Well, I'm basing this off verse 3 in chapter 15. Jesus said, "You are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you." And friends, I know for some of you, maybe you've been a follower of Jesus for 50 years, and maybe you just are in a tough season of life, and you don't feel clean. You just, your mind, your heart, you just don't feel clean. And I want to remind you, if you've asked for forgiveness, that the Bible tells us, as far as the east is to the west in the book of Psalms, that God remembers it no more. And yet I've seen the enemy, one of the best lies that he has fed me, and I know others throughout their lifetimes, is when they make a mistake, they feel like, you know, they're dirty, they're unworthy. And if you don't confess that sin to the Lord, to God, and ask for forgiveness and repent and turn and walk away from whatever it is that is separating from you from God, then, you know, that's understandable. But if you're a follower of Jesus, even though you may not do things perfectly, you may lose your temper occasionally. And I say occasionally, I'm not talking about once a day or once a week, all right? But, you know, if you've got a problem with anger or something, but if it's just something you occasionally do get angry, or you say something you should have, if you go and ask that person that you hurt for forgiveness, and you ask your Heavenly Father for forgiveness, it's gone. It's done. And David in Psalm 51, I believe it was verse 10, said, "Create in me a new heart, O God, and create a steadfast spirit in me." And friends, I'm so thankful that I serve a God and our Heavenly Father who is the gardener. Jesus said that he will make us clean again. And I want to encourage you to think about, what is it that you're filling your mind with? I mean, there's a lot of options out there with social media and cable TV, hundreds of channels online. I mean, there's a lot of things out there we can fill our minds and our hearts with, which in this case I'm calling our garden. And I want you to be really careful, because just like we talked about the bugs earlier from this article I read, 10 Ways to Keep Your Garden Healthy, and it talked about getting your garden ready for the fall. And one of the big things is checking out the bugs and just getting things cleaned up for diseases and viruses and things and stuff that bugs can leave in your garden that eats away at your plants and your soil and things. And we let the same thing happen with our hearts and minds. We're not careful with it. And Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring or the foundation of life." And friends, I would encourage you, just like you might check your garden for bugs and look for things that could be eating away your plants and things you're trying to grow in your garden, there's also things eating away your heart and your mind that are not God-honoring in your life. And, you know, I have to admit, there's some TV shows that I've watched, and, you know, for the first few weeks, I thought, man, I'm really enjoying this. And, yeah, you know, it pushes the envelope on some things here and there. And yet, eventually, God just convicted me after one scene in a show that I used to watch. And I was like, you know, I'm done. I'm not watching this anymore. I know this is not good for my garden, my mind, and my heart. And then another program that I really like, Law and Order. And it is a great show, great acting. But I was getting in a spot of watching maybe at least one rerun, maybe a couple reruns each night. And after I'd done that a couple weeks, I just one day felt the Holy Spirit just say to me, "Why are you filling your mind and heart with this stuff, with all this killing and violence and just, you know, a lot of things that are not uplifting?" And that was back in, I think, early August. And now we're in October, and I think I didn't watch any more in August. And then after I went through a month with a fasting from that, then I started watching. I went to watch one program one night, and I just was like, I got about 10 minutes into it, and I just thought, no, I don't want to go back there. I'm not going to go back there. And I'm not going to say I'll never watch it, but I just know for that season, that was something that needed to be removed from my garden, from my heart and my mind. So step number one to cleaning your garden, your heart and mind this fall is realize that you are already clean, and we can base that off verse 3 in chapter 15 of John. The second thing that I want to share to you today about how to clean your garden, which is your heart and mind this fall, is you weren't meant to do life alone. Life is a team sport. Say it again. You weren't meant to do life alone. Life is a team sport. In John chapter 15, verse 4, Jesus said, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain on the vine, in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." And that was Jesus saying these actual words. And friends, for some of you right now, maybe you're just really weary. And yeah, you go to church on Sunday, and maybe you throw some money in the plate as they pass by, or you're set up for online donations every week or every month if you get paid monthly or bi-weekly. And, you know, you're doing well with honoring God with the first fruits of your finances, and that's great. But yet you don't have peace. And really, if you're honest, Monday through Saturday, you're kind of living for yourself and not really honoring God with your one and only life. And Jesus said, "Hey, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." And so Jesus is saying, hey, in this passage in John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5, that if you'll let me remain in you, and if he's going to remain in you, it can't just be a Sunday morning fill up, okay? Or you go to church on Sunday night. I know some churches have Sunday night services. And then you don't deal with feeding your heart and your minds the rest of the week. You don't water that garden, okay? Take care of that garden of your heart and mind. Then you wind up being what Jesus said, a branch that can it can't bear fruit by itself. That's why God sent his one and only son, Jesus, is so that we could do life together. And, you know, I heard Joyce Meyer say one time, she goes, "You know, I talk to married people and they're mad, and I talk to single people and they're sad." And yet the fact of the matter is that I know married people that they're lonely. And I know single people that they're alone, but they're not lonely. And the fact of the matter is that you, because of your personal relationship with Jesus, whether you're single by choice, widowed, divorced, or whether you're married, you never have to be alone. Because if you've invited Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit lives within you. And he has said that he will be a comforter and a counselor and your protector and your provider. And so that's great news today as we look at John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Well, that's going to wrap up today's program, but I hope that you'll join us tomorrow and invite somebody to do it, or go to our podcast, our website, hopeishere.today, if you tuned in the middle of this program so you can hear it in its entirety. And I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. My name is Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Is Here. One size fits all. That may be all right for an adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one size fits all strategy. Chad Tindall, your Central Kentucky Edward Jones financial advisor, knows that his most important goals are your goals. That's why Chad takes the time to understand your needs so he can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact Chad Tindall today at 859-333-3717. That's 333-3717. 1-7